Barra, incredibly tragic news this afternoon.
There's no doubt about that, Tash. As the Eagles players arrive here today for training, they are confronted with that shock news that 2006 Premiership hero, actually, Adam Hunter, has passed away. He died last night in Bunbury. What we do know, Tash, is that he was at footy training last night at the age of 43. Later, he came home complaining of chest pains. An ambulance was called to his house. He lives with his mum in the country town of Bunbury, but he was unable to be revived. Eagles fans, though, Tash, will always remember this man. He was the man that kicked the winning goal in the 2006 Grand Final to take them to the Premiership. One of the heroes of that game, and that replay will be seen many, many times today, I'm sure. Tough week for the West Coast Eagles, tough week for the AFL.
The AFL community is in mourning today after the deaths of former Brisbane player Troy Selwood and Essendon VFL coach Dale Tapping. In a statement released early this afternoon, the Selwood family remembered Troy as a much-loved and loving member of our family. They said Troy brought joy and a light to all who knew him, and that they will miss his bravery, humour, deep thinking, love and compassion. Selwood played 75 games for Brisbane before working at Geelong for more than a decade in off-field roles, including as a recruiter. Meanwhile, Tapping, who'd been bravely fighting myeloma, an aggressive form of blood cancer, since January 2023, also passed away this morning. Tapping previously held coaching roles at Collingwood while also working under Chris Fagan at Brisbane for 5 years, with league chief Andrew Dillon applauding the significant impact he made at a number of clubs at AFL and community level. Tapping is survived by his wife Kelly and children Summer and Mason. He was 59.
Some sad news. Former Crow and North Adelaide player Josh Mayle passed away this morning. He made his debut for the Roosters as a schoolboy at just 16 years of age. Went on to play 4 games for Adelaide in 1994. And Josh had been battling cancer at just 50 years old. Way too young. Wonderfully skilled footballer too, and a great bloke.